about the kinds of files that we're storing and how you can get your clients enrolled, as well as some of the marketing benefits. So I am going to record this conversation or this teleconference as well, and I'm going to mute all of your lines now, and then at the end I'm going to unmute them so that you can have. And so basically, if you do have to, attend to any other matters while we're talking today, you can feel free to put the phone down, and I'll email everyone a link to the recording so that way you can catch up on anything if you missed it, or if there's anyone else in your office that wants to take a listen that couldn't join us today, you can send that link on to them, and that way they can listen in as well. So again, my name is Mike Wall. I want to thank you for joining us. And so what we do exactly here at DocuBank is that we want to make sure that the healthcare documents that you're creating for your clients are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so that, you know, when your clients are traveling or when they're rushed to the hospital and the family, you know, may not know that they even have these documents, that those documents are still there for them, and that they're not calling your office in the middle of the night, or, you know, things aren't happening where they're not there when they're needed. And so there is a lot of evidence and research that's shown that all too often those documents aren't there, and so we want to make sure that doesn't happen for your clients. And so it does work worldwide. Anywhere that your clients or the doctors can get on to the internet or can get, make a phone call and get a fax, the system will work. And it is monitored 24 hours by an on-call staff member with a pager. So even if something happens in the middle of the night, like, somebody punches in the wrong fax number, or if the fax machine that we're sending the documents to is out of paper, we have someone on call who can follow up and make sure that those documents get where they need to go. So as far as the documents that we are actually storing, we are storing the living will for your clients, the healthcare power of attorney, a HIPAA authorization, and we can also store any other kinds of letters to the physician, hypothetical scenario forms that your clients might complete, organ donation forms, as well as a medication list. And so what we'll do is we'll provide them with a plastic wallet card that is the same size as like a driver's license or credit card. And so we recommend your clients stick that in their wallet in between the driver's license and their insurance card. So that way, if they are in an accident, an EMT or, you know, a doctor or nurse, we'll know to find that card when they're looking for identification. We also provide the clients with stickers that they can stick on their driver's license, as well as their insurance card that indicate that they do have an emergency card. So the card itself has our 800 number on it and our website and instructions on the back so that anyone who has the card can use the card to obtain the documents we have on file. They just need to call the 800 number, punch in the member number and PIN printed on the card, and then punch in the fax number, and the documents will be sent over. They can also go to the website and enter in that same member number, PIN number, and just print them out right from our website. And so the card itself, in addition to that information, also has some other important contact information and information for the doctors. It does list the first emergency contact, so that it has the three phone numbers for that contact as well. And it also has a list of allergies and medical conditions that are important for immediate treatment. And then, of course, the card also has your firm's information, and you can customize that with either the attorney's name or the firm name, website, phone number, and however you want that to appear. So when we do send, when the documents are retrieved, we include the documents we have on file as well as a cover letter. And so that cover letter has all the same information that's on the card, but it also includes up to three emergency contacts, and it also includes the primary physician's contact information so that the hospital can follow up with them if they need to. So in addition to the storage of all those emergency documents, we also do have a service called SAFE, which your clients can use to store their non-emergency documents, so the rest of their estate planning documents, like their trust and their standard power of attorney, or they can upload personal files, real estate documents, things like that. And so your clients can log in and they can upload those files if they'd like to, and they can do that from our website, which we're going to talk about a little later. So as far as the process of enrolling your clients and sort of how that all works, generally, you know, we recommend that it's best that you start discussing the service with your clients throughout the estate planning process. So it's not just something that they're thinking about when they're doing their signing, that you're just sort of giving them as a last-minute afterthought. We've heard from attorneys that the clients are much more appreciative of it and understand its function a lot better when it's introduced earlier in that process. So we do have slides that you can use if you're doing seminars, and that just have some basic information. And we have scripts available for attorneys so that when they're discussing the healthcare wishes with clients, you know, they can present the service during that time. And so, you know, especially since, you know, the vast majority of attorneys are actually paying for the first year for their clients, you know, it makes a lot of sense that they want to describe it and so their clients understand, you know, what they're getting and also sort of understand how great your firm is for providing the service. And so another sort of perk and another way you can do that and help out is, of course, you can sign up for your personal memberships, which are complimentary. And that's for all attorneys, for all staff members, as well as significant others. All of your personal memberships are complimentary, and so that way you can even show your clients your personal, you know, your personal cards. And that way they'll know what to do when they get their cards, they'll understand what it looks like so they can keep an eye out for it. So as far as actually enrolling your clients, there is an enrollment form that they will have to complete that just has most of that information that, you know, we're keeping on that cover page, like their contact info and the allergies, medical conditions, and things like that. So a lot of this enrollment form is built into a lot of estate planning software, so there's a good chance you might be able to get it pre-printed. But if it's not, if you're not using one of those big software, one of those major software companies, then there is just a one-page form that, you know, you or your clients can fill out. And so if you need a copy of that or anything or instructions about how to print it out, you can, you know, ask that question later or follow up with me, and I can make sure that we're all on the same page. So you will have your client complete that form and then have them sign it during the signing, and then you want to send that form to us along with copies of the directives for storage. And so you can email that, or you can fax it, or you can mail it. If you are faxing or emailing, you will have to pay with a credit card, but if you are mailing it, you can also pay with a check if you'd like. And so from the time that when we receive the enrollment form and documents, it takes about 2 to 3 weeks for the cards to be sent out. And so most attorneys, they will have that card sent directly to the client. Your firm does have the option of having that card sent to your office as well. So if you are having your clients come in at a later date for like a follow-up visit, or if it's an extra step you'd like to take to mail it out personally, you do have that option. But when they do go directly to the clients, they come on a letter that explains that it was provided through your firm, and it, of course, mentions your firm by name, and it also has, you know, it instructs them to stick the card in their wallet and comes with those stickers that we mentioned a little earlier. And so once their membership is expiring, we will contact them for renewal through a letter in the mail. We'll also email them so they can renew online if we have their email address on file. Again, those contact points will mention your firm by name, and they'll mention that you know, your firm has arranged a discounted renewal rate for them. So they will get a discount because of that. And then, of course, all of their materials, all of their cards, will continue to have all of your information on them for you know, for as long as they're a member. If your firm has a maintenance program, or if there are certain clients that you would like to renew, you know, for them, you do have that choice, and you can renew at you know, even further discounted rate. So if you're not doing that and you'd like to, again, just reach out to us, contact us, and we can arrange that so that you can renew your clients. So as far as, of course, updating your documents, when your clients come back in the office and they redo their documents, You know, we of course would encourage you to send us those documents as soon as they're updated. And so there is an email address. You can either send that, you can mail it to us directly if you're submitting that way, or you can email or fax over those updates. And the best place to email them is to replacements@docubank.com. And once again, that's replacements@docubank.com. And of course, if your clients do have updated information that they want to change, so not the documents themselves, but if they do want to change like their emergency contact phone numbers, or say they have, you know, a new allergy or medical condition that they want printed on their card, they do have a number of options for how they can do that. And so we want to be as flexible as possible for your clients so that it's easy for them to make those changes. And so when they first sign up, they'll get an email if they have an email address on file with us. And so we'll email them instructions on how they can log into our website. And so they also, when they get their card in the mail, will get instructions for how they can log into our website. And from that site, they can make any of those changes they would like to. Now, of course, I understand that many of your clients may not use the Internet very much or be very comfortable with that. And so we've, of course, have taken that into consideration. And so we also send out an update letter 3 months after they're first enrolled. And that update letter has all the information that we have as far as contacts, medical conditions. And so they can just make changes right on that form and send it back to us. And then we also send that update form out every year so they can continue to make changes. And then so we also have a toll-free member line. That's, 9 to 5 Eastern time they can call in, and it's always staffed by an actual live person, so they can call and speak with somebody and make changes to their account that way if they need to. And so anytime any changes made that would affect the card, such as that first emergency contact, allergies, medical conditions, if any of that changes, then we'll automatically print them a new card and send it to them. And there's no charge for that, of course. So as far as we do have some other marketing options and sort of selections that you guys can take advantage of, we do want to, part of what we want to do is extend your brand and sort of reinforce that relationship with your clients. So we do have a couple ways that we'll be trying to do that. The first of which is our fax to physician service. And so this is an option that your firm can participate in, where basically we can send a fax to your client's doctor when they first sign up, and the fax would have all of your contact information at the top, and it would look as if it's coming from your firm sort of as a service, and it would basically instruct the physician, or it would inform the physician that you've enrolled their patient in our service and explains what our service does and lets the physician retrieve a copy of their patient's directives if they would like to keep them in their medical files. So that is available at no extra charge, and we can set you up with that. So basically, if you provide the fax number of the doctor when they first sign up, when your clients first sign up, we can just send that. We can send that fax automatically. So please follow up with me afterwards if you're not taking part of this and would like more information about it, or just to check if you are already taking part of it. And so we do have another service that's designed to reach out and to the emergency contacts of your clients, and that is an email alert service. And so this is a service that your clients can choose to participate in, and they can choose to have us email their emergency contacts when they first are enrolled in our service. And so DocuBank would email their contacts and let them know that your client has been enrolled in our service, and it would inform them that they have been listed as emergency contact and that they may have been listed as a healthcare power of attorney as well. And so it sort of suggests that they have a conversation about the healthcare wishes in case they ever have to serve as a healthcare power, and as well as it refers them back to you if they have any questions about advanced directives in general or things like that. So your clients can choose to have that email sent. They can also choose to have their account set up so that when their card is actually used, their emergency contacts will receive an email that would let them know that, that your client's card was used and give them the phone number of the facility that you know, the documents were sent to. So that way, if there is an emergency, this can act as a first alert service and let friends and family know that perhaps something is not right. So those are options your clients can choose to add when they first sign up. The email option in particular is a newer one, so your enrollment form may not have that option. So if it's something that you would like to offer your clients, please let me know and we can discuss it and make sure that it's something that you're offering. Again, there's no extra charge for that. It's just an optional service benefit for your clients. And then, so we also have a couple other branding options for you. As I said earlier, your clients can log into our website, and that's where they can, you know, view their directives, they can make changes to their contact information, and they can also access their SAFE account where they can upload those other documents if they would like to. They can do that through DocuBank's website, but you can also allow them to do that through your own website. So we do have a portal information, like a portal where they could click and log in through your site. And so if that's something you would like more information about, again, please follow up with me. I'll give you the contact information at the end so you can write it down, and we can make sure you can get that set up. And then our newest sort of branding opportunity for you is on that website when your clients log in, you now have the option of adding your logo and your firm's information to that website. So when your clients, you know, log into the DocuBank page and when they're making their changes at the top, you can brand it so it would say that the service was provided through your firm and add your logo, a link to your website, or anything else you'd want to. So again, you have an option as a firm to log into our website, to our attorney section, and that is where you can make that that is where you can upload your files so that you can brand that. So if you do have any questions about that, about either logging into the attorney section or about the branding in particular, again, please follow up with me. When you log into your attorney section of your website, you can also view a list of your enrolled clients. You can sort that list by you know, date that they were enrolled, date that they expired. You can export that list to Excel so you can keep a local copy on your hard drive. And then we also have things like newsletter content available on that website. So if you have a newsletter or you have a blog and you're looking to sort of, you know, fill it out with some content, you can download those articles for free and you can customize them and add them to your site or to your newsletter. So if you need the login information for your firm or if you want specific instructions on the adding your branding, please follow up with me and we'll make sure that gets taken care of. And so the last thing that I wanted to talk about today is our niche services, and I'm just going to briefly go over those. We do have niche services for if you're working with minors or if you're working or families that have younger children, or if you're working with families that have college students, or if you do special needs planning, we do have specific services that are tailored for those particular audiences. And so some of the cards look a little different. They have some different information on them. So the minors card, for example, has pediatrician information on them. The college card, you can have the name of the college printed on it. And so we do have specific brochures for those services. And so if you want more information about them, please, again, follow up with me. And finally, we do have brochures. If your firm works with any LGBT clients, we do have brochures that are specifically tailored for that audience so that they understand why the service is particularly, you know, important and relevant for them. So if you'd like any of those, let us know, and we can get them sent out to you. So I want to thank you for joining us, and I'm going to unmute everybody's calls now so that if you do have any questions, you can go ahead and ask them. So are there any questions?
I don't think we have any questions. Thank you.
No questions. Thank you.
Oh, if you did need to follow up with me, you can, of course, respond to the reminder RSVP I sent out, or if you didn't get that, my email address is mwall, W-A-L-L, so that's Michael Wall, @docubank.com.
Michael, I have a question.
When you're
on the maintenance program, do we renew it for them, or do the clients renew it?
That's a good question. So when you're on a maintenance program, your clients actually will not be receiving invoices in the mail or by email as they normally would. And so basically you would then get a list of your clients and you would let us know which clients you would like to renew.
So we need to kind of take care of that. We contact you. You guys don't send us a letter like you do for the clients.
Exactly, yes.
Okay.
But once we know that you're interested in that, then we'll contact you with a list of your clients so that, you know, we both make sure they aren't getting notices and that you have the option to do that.
Okay, great.
And there are some other benefits to the maintenance program. Your client's materials will also have the program name on it. So their card can have the program name on it. When they receive their letters in the mail, it would remind them that the service was provided through, your maintenance program name and things like that.
Okay. All right, great. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. I'm sorry. Who was it that asked that question?
Julie from the Powell Law Group.
Julie from Powell Law Group. Okay, good.
This is Maya from Cook & Associates, and
hi, Maya.
I have a question about updating. When we're updating, like, the health care or the living will, should we always submit the enrollment form as well, or is that only if they haven't been, you know, keeping it updated?
That's a good question. And so when you're updating the living will and the other documents, you don't need to submit a new enrollment form. But if there any of that information has changed, or even if your clients aren't sure maybe about the information they have on file and they just want to make sure we have all of the updated information, it's not a bad idea to submit that enrollment form. So if they do send that, then we'll just use that form to double check what we have on file and make sure everything's accurate. So I would say when in doubt, if they just want to make sure everything's up to date, it certainly doesn't hurt to send a new form over.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions?
No, thank you.
I'm good.
Okay, so again, if you have anything that pops in your head or need any of that follow-up information, it's M as in Michael, Wall, W-A-L-L, at docubank.com. I'm also going to follow up with everyone with a link to the recording in case you missed anything or want to pass it along to another staff member.
Great. Thanks so much, Michael.
Thank you for joining us.
Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.